You know, isn't it funny how you I'm sitting there playing around with the acoustic guitar one day and just playing out this record. I said, well, I'll record it.
Yeah.
End up using it. It's like,
I've been putting lyrics to it since I started hearing it, so.
I'll find out what those lyrics are. I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, since I got your Woody Bobber in my hand, it might not be appropriate for the radio, but.
Yeah. Okay. Fish and Frank here, Robert in the chair across from me, and Captain Mike Myers in the guest seat. We're going to be getting into the area of fishing report. So, lots of stuff, I think, to talk about today. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah, I've gotten a few reports in the last couple days because the week's been a little on the slow side.
Oh, yeah?
Because, well, it's been rainy and windy and everything else, so not as much boating activity. A lot of shoreline activity, but not as many boating reports.
Okay.
But yesterday I got a lot of good ones, so that's going to help a lot. That's even more current than what I had been getting.
All right. Yeah, I'm literally sitting there, I think because the store's been so slammed.
Yeah.
I mean, we're literally, the store is just wall to wall. I mean, we're just going. It's wonderful, and it's, thank you guys. We really appreciate the support. And for all the people who are listening, getting ready to come down here, this is why we do this. And we get people in every day, you know, talking about that, you know, they know they're coming down in a certain month, so they start listening a month or two before to figure out what's going on and all that. And we really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Kind of makes it all worthwhile because there's no money involved in this website.
Right.
We just spend the money to keep it up and do all that. And it's funny because the hosting service I had the unlimited plan, and one day they called me up and said, okay, you're gonna have to do this, you're too big for what you're doing. I said, no, wait a minute. I bought the unlimited plan. No, your website is too big for that. So I had to pay extra to, we have our own server now in some cloud warehouse somewhere. I don't know what the heck it is all about. But anyway, and everybody wants me to, you know, update the website, and I'm not learning a new program, and I'm probably never going to type any better than I am right now. My hands don't work right anymore, but it's what we do, it's what we got. So, you know, we are going to maybe add some video this year. I'm trying to work on that.
That's getting fancy.
Well, I can do it on this. I figured out how to make everything work so that we can have videos on our website. And now that they made me go on my private server, I have the bandwidth and the space and all that. So, I guess, you know, we're going to try some video. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to try.
Going to use it.
What?
Going to use it.
Okay.
Got the space available. Go for it.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I got a face made for radio, so...
Well, yes, you do.
That is,
you didn't have to agree, you know.
That is one of the reasons I decided, you know, we do videos. Carl is on the Sportsman's Channel, and tomorrow morning at 5:30 and 10 o'clock, you can see Carl on Strike King's Fish Hard.
Nice.
Is the name of the show. And that actually turned out pretty good. They got a couple little shots of the store, and I can date it. Because I couldn't remember when we did it. Honestly, I didn't remember if it was the last spring, the summer, the fall. But I'm watching it, and I know where the store was in the remodel. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
The remodel of the store puts it in October.
There you go.
Which was right in the middle of the red tide.
Right.
Remember when everybody, if you were watching the news and news media, you know, there was no fish, everything was dead, don't go to Florida, it's horrible. And you look at that show. And that will tell you, fake news.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, I mean, I'm not kidding. Watch that Strike King Fish Hard. The name of the episode is Fish and Franks. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I called Doug from Strike King. He's the guy in charge of Strike King. And I said, where am I going to put all this extra Strike King stuff that I owe you now for, I mean, making the name of the show Fish and Franks and, you know, showing the inside of the store and talking about the store. Now I owe them. You know what I mean?
Right. Give them the whole back wall over here.
I literally kind of almost liked it better when I didn't know what the show was about if I hadn't watched it, you know. But now I kind of feel obligated. I got to buy more Strike King stuff.
We got to give them credit. They make good stuff, so.
Yeah, it's well, good thing is it's Strike King. They get good stuff.
Yeah.
But what started that whole thing was the Rage Tale.
Yeah, yeah.
That Rage Swimmer. That, it was the Rage Crawdad that was catching redfish and sharks. And then Carl's using one of these little Rage, I don't even know what it's called, but it's like a grub with two tails on it for triple tail. And I'm talking to Doug and Mary from Strike King, and all of a sudden we're like, why don't you do a show that shows same lures, saltwater and freshwater? He said, well, can you do that? I said, that's easy. Mm-hmm. So in 2 days, we filmed the show, and the only reason it took 2 days is because we had to go pull the boat and go to the freshwater lakes and right. then come back to the saltwater. So, but a lot of fun. Peace River, anybody got anything? A
lot of little juvenile tarpon from 10 to 50 pounds. Still in the same area up there around the Harbor Heights area up to the power lines, even above the Navigator in some spots. And then also over on Shell Creek, still doing pretty well. Mostly before the trestle, some on the other side of the trestle heading towards the dam. And then some mixed barrage of snook of all sorts of sizes, especially up there by Nocatee and even up in Arcadia. Guys have been starting to catch a few more on swim baits this past week. The full moon's made some really funky tides up there, everywhere for that matter, but some of those guys were actually enjoying it because it was making for some real low water and concentrating those snook in some of those deeper bends in the shallow part of the river up there.
You know,
so they almost had fish in a barrel.
My favorite lure to throw up there is that bleeding shiner rattle trap for the big snook.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Burris, what was it? Darter, like mm-hmm. the old Creek Sharp darter, but right. Bob Burris makes one, and I think those two and a Maverick Goldeneye, those would be the three, and two of them are out of business, they're not making them anymore, and so you really, the Bleeding Shiner Rattle Trap's probably your best bet.
Right.
But the Burris lure, I have the copy of the Creek Chub, you want the white and green up there, but that man, that kills them up there.
Nice.
So... doesn't kill them. It makes them bite the hook, and then they come out, and you release them alive, or you eat the sucker. All right.
I like the political correctness of this.
Yes, absolutely. That's the way it works, Sam. It's not like your other show. I actually get to do all sorts of stuff with it. So,
if your butt hurt, just turn it off, right?
Right. Exactly. So... But
hey, if you don't like me and you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen.
Exactly.
Right. It's a big grown-up world out there, and you have lots of choices. If you don't like this one, don't listen.
Good idea.
But if you like it, we hope you listen, and hope you forgive me when I do stupid stuff, and you know, enjoy when I do the right stuff. But Darst 40 I-75?
There's been some black drum there, some snook, and a few juvenile tarpon. A couple guys caught a couple silver trout and some regular speckled trout up there too yesterday, because they came in last night to pick up some more shrimp to go mess around off their dock. So it's been not bad.
I was telling people about that channel on the north side of the bridge. They're saying, well, you know, we go here and this fish finder app or this fish locator app or fish biting app or whatever. Some stupid app on their phone is telling them to go to Lash Lake Pier to catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really don't use an app. You know, you're here in Port Charlotte. If you're not in Port Charlotte, you can use your apps or whatever, but good God. It's like one of these maps where they say, okay, we're going to show you where all the fishing spots are. And they stamp redfish and trout and snook on the map in various ports. I honestly, and I'm not kidding, boys and girls, I know this sounds bad. Give me half a bottle of vodka, right? Put on a little bit of maybe some Uriah Heep or Steppenwolf. Give me 3/4 sheets to the wind and a rubber stamp. I could do better.
Yeah.
Blindfolded.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing some of the spots they mark.
But I was telling about that channel up there for the silver trout and whiting and spotted trout. You just go on the north end of the bridge and drift with the wind. You're a split shot hook and a live shrimp on it, or on one line, and on the other line you want to rip the shrimp in half. Use half a shrimp and a split shot and a hook and just drift along. If you don't have a lot of movement, take split shots off, because you want them kind of drifting in the water close to the bottom but not on the bottom, and you'll catch all kinds of fish. But it's always a toss-up whether the whole live shrimp or the half a shrimp is going to catch more fish.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works.
You know, it's, you would think, okay, this one's going to be better than that one, but you don't know. So you go up and you try both. One line with a whole live shrimp and the other one with a half a shrimp, and see which one catches more fish and adjust.
Right.
So, you know, one reason I love this show, and even like the show me and you do, we don't talk about, I listen to other shows on occasion. It's redfish, snook, or something prestigious. Nobody talks about the reality of what the fishing is out here. It's a blast to go out there and catch those whitings. It's a blast to go out there and catch these snappers. It's a blast to go out there and catch them jacks. And nobody else talks about that but you guys and us. It's crazy, but that's the
reality-based
fishing. Yeah, it's,
we're not, you know, this isn't for prestige. We're not getting rich off this. This is simply, you know, this is to help people go out, have fun, and catch some fish. That's all it's about.
It's about bending a rod, and I wish more people would realize that in this world.
I'm glad they don't. It makes us much more popular.
Yeah. Well, it does get rid of the bigger lures in here, I'd imagine, if everybody just wants to go after only redfish and big snook. So you got to have a 9-foot, you know,
we have so many different types of anglers that come in the store, you know, from every walk of life, mm-hmm. from very poor to very rich, and young and old, male and female, and kids, and I mean, it's just, but everybody's kind of, you listen to them and what they want to do, and you help them do that.
Yeah. Right.
That's the hardest part to remember, is that not everybody's after the trophy. Most of the people just want to have a little fun.
I was out there for about an hour. I talked to three different people, and they took most of your silver and gold spoons so they could go catch mackerel.
Yeah.
Because once I told them you can catch a lot of these, because first thing they asked me, well, where can I catch snook, and where can I catch this? And I'm, well, what are you fishing in? He's got a little tiny bass boat out there. And I'm like, well, do you want to catch fish, or do you want to chase things around and hopefully catch a fish? Well, no, I got my wife with me out there, and we just want to catch. Well, look, these mackerel are sitting right inside Boca Grande. Take these two spoons, troll them behind your boat at about 5 miles an hour, and you'll catch all the fish you want. And next thing, he's like looking at me like, oh my God, really? And starts buying spoons. And because now I taught him, you can go catch fish. Just go catch fish. Something that's it's a good eating fish. It's a fun fighting fish. And they're plentiful. Why go kill yourself over one redfish that takes 8 hours to find?
I don't know. What I kind of enjoy is when somebody asks me, well, is there anything I can catch in the canals? And I start listing fish.
Right.
There's like 20-some species of fish in the canals, and it's just fun just to list them. 41 bridges.
41 bridges got a lot of snook in the evenings and in the early morning. Basically, right as it gets dark or right as it gets light seems to be the best. Some juvenile tarpon have been there, not consistently by any stretch. Been a handful of short cobia caught off there, a few black drum, and several trout, speckled trout and silver trout, both being caught there, both around the bridges and over towards the power lines. So kind of a little mixed gamut going on over there. And now that they opened that north end of the park officially, there's been quite a few people fishing off that, all that new pier system that they built under there, which is pretty nice. It's a good little walk, even if you don't want to fish and you just want to check it out. It's worth the drive over there to walk around it and check out the scenery. It's pretty cool.
No, I'm actually pretty surprised that they did such a nice job down there. Got to give them credit that they actually did it right. I'm pleased. Okay. Lashley Pier,
a few small snook, a few small trout. A couple of cobia, two juvenile bull sharks that I saw pictures of, and one kid caught a bonnet head off of there also. So there's been a a few miscellaneous things going on there that's not kind of in the norm. You know, the little sharks having those pictures and descriptions pretty
it's
good.
Really, for all the fish going up river, but there's, you know, I can't confirm the reports, but I've heard the rumors of a lot of sharks all the way up to the Navigator.
Right.
You know, on the Peace River. And I probably should have put that in, but you got to listen to the radio show to get all this cool stuff.
Right.
But it's funny, and the guys are saying, well, they're black tips. And you've told them, Robert, that they're going to be bull sharks. And they go, well, how would you know? I said, well, a bull shark always has to, black tip shark always has to swim. Black tip shark can never stop moving, so they won't confine themselves to a small area in a river.
Mm-hmm.
It's just suicide for them, literally suicide. They would die. But a bull shark can lay on the bottom and sleep, or lemon sharks, mm-hmm. Bonnet sharks, stuff like that. They don't have to move all the time. So those are the ones you're going to find in the rivers, the smaller places. And the bull sharks have a way of retaining the salt. Anyway, Bayshore Pier, do we have anything on them?
We got nothing over there.
And there should be bull sharks. There should be all kinds of stuff. We got to drive over there. I'm going to drive over there this weekend. All right. Port Charlotte Canal Systems.
A lot of jacks. Quite a few small snook. Been some miscellaneous reports of some juvenile tarpon, some black drum, mangrove snapper, depending on which canal you are in, because they aren't behind my house. What else have I heard about? I've heard of a couple of trout right at the entrance of, right by the basin there at the beach complex. And then off the beach complex, a lot of people fishing there this week because of the weird weather, and some small sharks, couple short cobia, couple mangrove snapper, some snook. The snook at night have been really, really good down there. A lot of guys throwing bucktails and the mirror lures and the Miradine, and then the regular TT. A couple guys have bought those this week of a couple different colors, and then some soft plastic tails. Just kind of a mixed barrage of stuff down there.
If I'm gonna go snook fishing, the TTR 11 is still going to be one of my favorites.
Right.
That mirror lure, it's old like me, but it still works.
Still works. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Miradines and stuff are good, and you're going to catch fish with them. But sometimes going old school really gets the job done.
Absolutely.
Eljabeen Pier.
Mostly what it's been has been
Alex, for 500, Eljabeen Pier.
What is snook at night?
Okay.
Snook have been the main thing that people have been kind of fishing for at night. And then during the daytime, they'd be getting a couple of trout, some sheep's head, a few juvenile tarpon, and some jacks back there also. So it's been a little bit of a mixed barrage there. But the snook at night have been the really big thing that's going on there.
Yeah, I'd imagine they're firing off good over that bridge.
They're assorted sizes. I mean, guys are coming in saying they're catching a 40-incher, or another guy's getting railed, and another guy says he can't catch anything but 18-inchers. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's, okay. It goes in spurts like that.
All right, the rest of the Myakka River area?
Snook and redfish up in the cutoff pretty good. The tides have been funky this week because of that super moon and the cold front and everything else, but it's supposed to stabilize over the next day or two, so you should be able to get in there with quite a few, not quite all of your boats, but a handful of your boats.
Anything out in the river?
Nothing.
Okay. Mike?
No. Okay.
South Gulf Cove canals?
That might as well be like the other coast for him going up that far in the Myakka.
I've been up there before.
Once.
A few years ago. When I was 12.
Yeah.
South Gulf Cove.
The couple guys have been doing some bass fishing back in there and catching some snook, bass, Mayan cichlids. One guy had a tilapia eat his shiner. He was super stoked about that. He had never caught a tilapia before, and he had tried, but he said it actually ate his shiner while he was bass fishing.
I got him beat so bad he doesn't even know it. That's nothing.
Yeah.
His family took me to go catch my tilapia with a little smoky.
Yeah, but that was in Arizona.
It doesn't matter. I never dreamt. I brought those kids so much stuff that I just thought, I'm going to get these kids all this cool stuff. And they were like looking at me like I'm stupid. And
they grab a pack of little Smokies in there and go out there and just rip them a new one. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So,
hey, was it young kids?
It was his nephews.
Yeah, so young kids. When young kids go out fishing, watch, pay attention.
Oh my God. It was hilarious.
In town here, all the condominiums, they would let the young kids come in and fish until the old guys figured out what they were doing. Then they'd kick the kids back out again.
Right.
You know?
Nice.
Oh, you're not allowed to fish here. Oh, but no, you can go ahead and fish. And they'd let them fish until they figured out what the kids were doing, how they were catching all the fish, and said, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to fish here. You know, this private property. You know? But it seemed like they always let the kids be there because the kids would be like, oh, yeah, we're catching fish. Oh, they kicked us out of there. And it's usually about a month or two they kick them out.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, them little guys were funny.
Right.
I did give them the rods and reels. I had to give them something. I figured I had, you know, I had to give them something nice. They could care less about all the little bait things that I bought. I bought some Berkeley baits and I just bought everything I thought was stupid. I've never really caught a tilapia. That's the first tilapia I think I've ever caught in my life was there.
That's funny.
So Little Smokies is the tilapia little bait of choice.
Smokies. Mm-hmm. And they, I mean, we got a bunch of them. So it wasn't like just one.
Let's try that here, see if it works.
Yeah. Might set a new craze.
Yeah.
They might even been. They might even had jalapeno cheese in them, for all I know.
Well, it's in Arizona. Southwest. It's Arizona.
Yeah, it's in Arizona. So. Yeah.
All right, the West Wall.
West Wall's got a lot of snook and redfish scattered up and down the whole thing. And then there's been some pompano up on top of the bar, especially as you get further south. A few small cobia, bonnethead sharks, and a few trout. And I mean very few, but there's been some over there. And a guy the other day said he jumped one little juvenile tarpon there inside Trout Creek. So that's always kind of exciting.
Yeah.
He said it was about 15 pounds. He said it was...
Well, he wasn't by himself then, because there had to be more with him.
It was the only one he hooked, but it's funny how you'll get mixed reports sometimes. I mean, you won't hear about juvenile tarpon on the inside of the bar or in the creeks for a long time, then all of a sudden you get several reports in the same week. It's kind of funny.
Well, I think that's, you know, it's been working that way for the last few years. For 5 years, we've been saying, boy, this is a weird year. Boy, this is a weird year. This is strange because this is happening and this is strange. The rules are off.
It's all new normal.
Yeah, the new normal. That's it. All right, Cape Hayes.
Cape Hayes has got Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, small mangrove snapper, bonnethead sharks, a couple small bluefish. Mm-hmm. What else am I missing there? Because it seems to have jacks. A whole gamut of things going on there.
Yeah, nice jacks up in there. Yeah, that's a plethora of fish sitting right up in that area.
On top of the bar, on the outside of it, in the deep trough. I mean, they are just literally peppered all over it. Yeah. So it's been pretty productive there.
Yeah, you can definitely bend a rod there for...
Drift, anchor, wade, take your pick.
Yeah. And you never know. I mean, sometimes, especially when those... ladyfish are around, you get some smaller sharks come in, and you get the cobia that come in there also.
Right.
So,
all right.
That
Bull Bay, Turtle Bay?
Bull Bay and Turtle Bay. Now you're talking Mike's business.
Bull Bay, well, Turtle Bay will go there since we're going that direction. In a lot of trout sitting in the back, not much size to them even yet, but a lot of you know, a steady array of trout fishing going on in there. Ladyfish again. The ladyfish are pretty much spread from the point all the way down to the intercoastal. So, again, I'm an artificials person. I throw a lot of soft plastics, but you could throw just about anything in there and get the trout to bite. The mirror lures are really, really good in there. The miradines work great for those trout, you know. But not too many snook per se. The ones that I got a buddy that's been fishing in there, he's getting some bigger fish, but he's not getting very many of them. And he's
well.
Kind white of bait,
figures
so.
With the, they're gonna they want to go to spawn because the temperature's telling them move towards the barrier islands to go spawn, but it's still early for that. So their insides are saying it's too early. We shouldn't go out there, but the water's saying okay. You guys need to be in the passes. You know, go out and spawn. So a little confused snook right now. Yeah. What about Bull Bay?
Bull Bay, again, a lot of trout out in the middle. Not a whole lot of things going on near the bushes yet. If you get back into the back side of Bull Bay, more towards the Widdens area, the potholes are holding some decent redfish. Mainly, unfortunately, on the lower part of the tide,
A lot of sheep's head in there, too.
Yeah, a lot of sheep's head in there, too.
Some good-sized sheep's head.
Well, we'll get there in just a second. How about Cape Hayes Reef or Danger Reef?
Some pompano and Spanish mackerel. That's about all I've heard about.
Spanish mackerel is about all I've heard about.
All right. And that brings us to, like, Widden Creek, Gasparilla Sound, that area there. And Robert's saying sheep head.
Yep, on the oyster bars and up under the mangroves and some of the deeper cuts and even some of the deep potholes. A lot of snook and redfish scattered along them.
Yeah. Well, they got, I know Cat Meddy and them, they've been doing really good on the redfish. They got those skinny water boats, so they're getting back around that low tide, and them fish are kind of stuck in them potholes, and they're doing pretty good on that in Widden's and in Catfish Creek area, so.
Then you also have quite a few Spanish mackerel and ladyfish. And a few small sharks of assorted flavors out in that 5 to 8 feet of water. Mm-hmm. Just on the outside of the bar, basically, or just off the edge of the grass flats.
Yeah, Gasparilla Sound is loaded with ladyfish.
It kills me when people don't know what ICW is. I get asked that question all the time. When I'm typing it out, ICW stands for Intercoastal Waterway. And it's literally the deeper channel where the boats run. Behind the barrier islands. So, you know, sorry guys, but it's kind of another one of the lost things in the English language, and that is, you know, that should be just, I would almost think, commonplace use, but really being forgotten.
Yeah.
Like going over to Shell, and I said, why is the flag at half mast? Half mast? What's wrong with what? What are you talking about? I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm too old. I shouldn't live in this society. And Placida, the pier of the trestle.
A lot of sheep's head on it.
Yeah.
Whole lot of sheep's head and some pretty good sized ones. There's been some bonnet head sharks, some Spanish mackerel, some very small mangrove snapper. Had a couple reports of guys got some pompano off the broke down trestle side off their boat and underneath the bridges there at the causeway going out onto Boca. So, kind of a mixed little barrage of stuff. Haven't heard much for snook or redfish or any of that. No. Even the night fishermen haven't heard much about that.
Yeah, we had a guy call this morning, and he was coming down from Venice on 41. I said, bud, you know, he said, we're going to come down to the store. Where can we go fishing around there? I said, well, A, I wouldn't come to our store. I would make the left, go out to Englewood, either hit the Englewood Bait House or Eldred's. Probably go out to Eldred's, get some bait there, then come around and fish the Placida Trestle. I said, you're going to do better. You're going to have more fun. Mm-hmm. I said, I'd love for you to come to the store, but it's really not what you want to do. Just swing right out, hit Eldred's, get some bait there, then go right over the trestle and catch some fish. He was like, huh?
Mm-hmm. You don't want me to come there?
Yeah.
You're being honest? Really?
Well, truth is, we'd be at least an hour coming all the way down to us and trying to get back there.
Yeah, round trip easily. 15
minutes more to come all the way down this far, half an hour if he can take the shorter cuts. It's not the right thing to do. Tell him come all the way down here and then send him all the way back there.
Right.
They got bait shops right there. All right, Lemon Bay?
Kind of the same thing. Most everything's around the pass area. And it's the mackerel are coming in and out of that. The bluefish, they're getting some bluefish over there. They're getting some jacks. And I can't remember the name of the stupid island that's right there in the inside, heading to the north of the pass there. But I got a buddy that was over there the other day. He said he did really, I don't know how many he caught, but he said he did really good on some trout over there. So.
Yeah, I've been hearing better reports of bigger trout. Not as many, but definitely bigger trout. And then the topwater bite on snook and trout has been pretty decent over there.
Yeah.
Been a lot of top water baits this week still. And
I would imagine
guys are doing it over there
on the beach. I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure if you're fishing the beach area there in that pass, I can't imagine there's not some pompano sitting in there. But yeah. I haven't heard the reports, but I fished there for many years, and
how about
normally
the
this time of the year there's
how about the pier
there.
The Anger Pier. Yeah.
Anger Pier is doing pretty good during the daytime. I haven't heard much for night, but during the daytime, they're getting some trout, some bonnethead sharks, Spanish mackerel, a couple of pompano, and some ladyfish. All that's doing pretty good during the daytime. A lot of people standing on that pier this week because of the weather. but yeah. been at least some good activity at the same time.
Anything up in Venice?
The jetties have been doing really good. Pompano, a lot of pompano this past week being caught off there, along with some decent sheep's head. Those are the two primary things I've heard about. I didn't get any other reports on that stuff, but I would say that the Spanish mackerel should start to move back in there because they just started to move in there with the front last week.
Yeah, Sharky's Pier, we went to dinner out there about 3-4 days ago, and some boys out there had actually got some nice kingfish off that pier.
Yeah.
So they were actually ballooning up baits out there and catching kingfish.
Yeah.
So, and they're using mackerel for baits, so obviously they're catching mackerel also. Hopefully they're using them whole, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well, you just told the Marine Patrol, because I know Tallahassee listens to this show, so, you know, there'll be a Marine Patrol agent showing up on there going, okay, you do know it's illegal to use Spanish mackerel that way for bait.
And I'm Captain Larry, by the way.
Yeah. The Gulf of Mexico.
Really pretty good. You've been out there, so.
Yeah, that's unfortunately not this last week, just because the wind was blowing so hard, but the previous week just destroyed the fish out there. Fortunately, there's been some shrimp boats out, so if you know how to fish those, there's sharks, there's actually blackfin tuna around them. Lots of bonitas, some kingfish. Kingfish tended to be more towards the shoreline for me last week. So I was trolling, Crystal Minnow. That was one that kept getting busted. I threw that in a stretch 20. And the Crystal Minnow just was getting nailed every 20 minutes or so. I was getting a good fish on it. So, and then when I'm trolling those, I was trolling two spoons on each side of the boat, just a 3/8 or was that 3/4 ounce silver spoons. I'm running them about 50 yards behind the boat on 15 pound, and we were just as many mackerel as you could humanly reel in. So it was a really good week. I'm hoping this coming week, when everything calms back down, all those fish kind of take off and do the same thing again, because that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun for the people I had on the boat, and that was a lot of fun for me. Even as a guide, you want people to have fun. You want to see people catching fish. It sucks when you get out there and you can't catch hardly nothing.
Yeah, most of the reports I've had on the bottom fish have been like in that 10 to 15 mile mark, because the water starts to clear up a little bit there because it's been blowing, so it's been a little milky right along the beach. Grunts, porgies, some lane snapper, some mangrove snapper. The yellowtail bite is still going on. If you're going out to that 20 to 30 miles offshore, they've been getting some 3 to 6 pound yellowtails out there if you really target them. Have not heard much for grouper, but the permit bite has started to pick back up again, along with a few cobia, and obviously the kings and the Spanish are scattered all over the place out there. Just look for the bait, look for some mildly cleaner water. But the bait's the key thing. If you find the bait, you're going to find some Spanish and kings mixed in with them.
The kingfish off the beach are pretty good. Captain Ryan up in Sarasota, he's been almost limited out every trip on kings for his clients. And they're not monsters, but he's got a board full every day. They're fishing out of Marina Jacks there, so they hang them up on the board and just ripping them and using a lot of live bait for them, a lot of pinfish on little stinger rigs.
All right. Ponderosa down there, anything going on down there?
I have nothing for Ponderosa, honestly, this week. Okay.
Let's go over to Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's been doing good off the bridge itself. A lot of sheep's head. Still been a few snook being caught there. But the immediate area around Matt Lachey has started to produce a few more trout, but mostly smaller guys. What was Dee telling me the other day, that her buddy caught two nice flounder and had two get off, and they started picking up a few more redfish around some of the oyster bars and mangroves over there.
Yeah. I fished Indian Mounds. Not much for snook. Not Indian Mounds. I fished the Indian Mounds? What was that?
Indian Fields.
I fished out in front of that last Wednesday on my afternoon trip and did very well on trout. I mean, I say very well. I've only been getting about 8 to 10 trout a trip, and we caught about 20 that day on a little 4-hour outing in the afternoon, so that was kind of nice. Maybe 4 keepers out of that, though, if you're going for keeper size. So they weren't monsters, but there was plenty of them, so.
Well, that's not too bad.
Pine Island Sound?
Pine Island Sound's had some nice redfish and snook up along the bushes. There's been some juvenile tarpon and an assortment of sharks from black tips to bonnet heads. The small bull sharks cruising on the outside of the deeper holes in the troughs and right along the edge of the drop-off on the ICW. And then a scattering of Spanish mackerel also. So kind of a good mixed gamut going on down there. And there's a lot of safe places to get out of the wind down there for anyone who's wanting to venture down there.
Yeah, it's a little tricky spots down there just because it can get so shallow, but God, I haven't fished down there in a couple of years, to be honest with you. I love that area, and I just haven't had to venture over there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there was one winter season where the fishing was just very poor up in the harbor, and ended up for that whole season down there, you know, spending a ton of fuel money going down and fishing all of Pine Island Sound all the way down around St. James City and all the way back up. And it was kind of neat because it wasn't my stomping grounds, but I was down in there and learning all the different keys and holes and all that kind of stuff. It's awesome, but go slow. I mean, I'm going along, and all of a sudden you see the water dimpling in front of you.
Right.
Looks like little raindrops hitting. Well, that's a oyster bar or sandbar sticking up almost out of the water.
Yep.
And it means, oh, my God. So now you either turn very, very sharply or slam the throttle all the way down and hope you can do, you know, one of those Dukes of Hazzards across it. Because there's
very little. That's a good point right there, because so many people will slam on the brakes. They'll just pull back on that throttle, and that's a really bad mistake. That's how people get hurt.
Well, yeah, because you've got the choice. Pull back, try and stop before you get there, make a very dangerous turn to try and go around it, or Dukes of Hazzard over the top of it. Yeah. And you know, what do you do? Okay, Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla area?
Boquilla, yes. Jug Creek, nothing. Boquilla, there's sheep's head being caught off the Boquilla Pier and all along the mangrove shoreline there. Spanish mackerel are out towards those two big sandbars out there on the flats, along with a few sharks. You know, mostly bonnet heads, but there's been a couple of black tips over there. One guy saw a small hammerhead about 5 footer swim by the boat. So kind of a little bit of stuff over there. No major things on trout or snook or anything, but I'll still take the Spanish mackerel. Aren't too bad over there. A lot of little bait fish swimming around over there. Glass minnows and small, very small white bait. Probably the one the guy was talking about today with the cast net.
Exactly. If you want to Christmas tree your cast net, go ahead and head over there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason we call it Christmas treeing the cast net is because if you've ever put tinsel on a Christmas tree and overdone the tinsel, that's kind of what it looks like when the bait's a little small and their heads get stuck in every single hole in your cast net. And you have all this shiny stuff coming down, you hold it up, and they're kind of, you know, cone-shaped. So we call it Christmas tree because when you're holding it up and it's just all full of this bait fish that's caught and gilled and stuck in there, and it looks a lot like a Christmas tree, except you're like, oh no.
It does not have a pine fresh smell, though.
No pine fresh smell. Burnt store two pines. Burnt store to two pines, Alex.
Two pines has got a lot of snook hanging out down there around all those islands. A handful of trout. Couple of redfish, but other than that, I haven't heard anything up towards Burnt Store at all. I don't know if you have, Mike.
No, I haven't, but I'm getting ready to go there this week because I got a feeling, just an inkling, something in my bones that
I
says
got
that
a feeling
that there's going to be some tarpon showing up over there, because this is
the tarpon.
Everything's 2 weeks kind of early for us right now because of the weirdness of the world, and I'm hoping I'm right. I might run all the way over there and be wrong, but it's worth a shot for me. So,
you know, my problem is I always bash California because it's an easy target, let's face it, right? You know, but I've made so many friends in Los Angeles and these other areas. It's getting harder for me to do that and keep knocking them as, you know, but the vast majority of them, the weird percentage of them, I don't know if it's the majority, very small areas over there are really, really strange, but so, anyway, weird weather, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor, the east side,
basically
trying to undig my hole I'm digging into.
Pirate Harbor, north, is doing pretty well. Quite a few snook, redfish around the islands out front and back into some of those creeks. Bonnet head sharks up on top of the bar. On the outside edge of the bar, there's been some small cobia, some more bonnet head sharks, and a handful of trout. And then also, if you're real lucky, they've been getting into some pompano over there fairly sporadically. No one particular spot better than another, but if you're running along, make sure you're watching behind you in your wake. You might skip a few and then start concentrating in that whole area. Be your best bet, because a couple guys have skipped quite a few over there this past week, trying to stay out of the wind as it was shifting east-west, east-west, when it couldn't make up its mind the other day.
Yep.
Was that Wednesday or Thursday when it was doing
Thursday,
that?
Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, that was real nice, and then we decided to push it a little farther, and then the wind shifted, and then we got beat up again. Then we started to head back, figured we'd have following season, and then the wind shifted back again the other direction, and it was like taking them all head-on. It's like, oh, great.
I swear to God, the wind chases you some days. I think it just does it to make you mad.
Yeah.
I can see that. Believe me, I go mad when it does it, too. It's like you got the wind blowing in a certain direction. You got the perfect spot to take somebody. You know it's going to be just a great spot. There's going to be enough water, and the wind's going to have a break into it, so it's not going to beat you to death. And you get there, and you're there for 5 minutes, and the wind just shifts.
Yeah, I was so lucky. I've been working with one of the Discovery Channel, you know, treasure-type shows, and I've been doing camera boats for them and all this kind of stuff, just helping them out. Like I say, I've been making friends with these people in Los Angeles. How, I don't know. But the other morning, I was talking to them Thursday night about Friday morning and saying, okay, well, if you need me, I'll come out. You can use, you know, use my boat to get your camera shots and all this kind of stuff, because they were doing stuff on jet skis and this. And I'm like... And the camera guy's going, well, I can just sit on the back of the one jet ski and shoot here and shoot there, and I'll be able to do this and do that. And I'm like, really? Okay. Well, good. You don't need me. I'm all good with that. It was 49 degrees Friday morning in my house. And I was sitting here thinking to myself, you know, yes, I'm friends with these guys. I'd love to do them a favor. Nice folks. You know, the TV show people are all really cool. And, but... I was thinking 49 degrees, running the boat an hour and 15 minutes to get there, doing all the camera stuff, and it's not going to get warm till noon. You know, I'm going to be freezing my butt off. Right. I was so happy to be in the store all day yesterday. I didn't have to go. I said, okay, well, it sounds like you don't need me. If you don't need me, well, okay, we'll see you later.
That's funny.
Alligator Creek?
Alligator Creek's had some big jacks up inside of it, and... Really, that's about it. But once you get up into the burnt store aisles, that's when it gets a little fishier. Black drum, juvenile tarpon, snook, bigger jack, still a few mangrove snapper. You know, kind of whole mixed gamut going on up inside there in burnt store aisles, which is really pretty cool. Because we got a really good group of guys that come in here from there. They're part of the fishing club and just regular customers. And They're having a good time because they're not having to go very far from home.
Right?
Imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Ponce de Leon Park?
Well, there's 2,000 redfish there and a whole bunch of people trying to fish for them.
I thought they released them at Lash Lake.
They released
them at Ponce?
Yeah.
So there's 2,000 redfish there.
And the next day, literally, there was guide boats in there and people lined along the shoreline fishing.
Yeah. Really?
Carl was telling me about it, and two other customers telling me about it, that there was three guide boats sitting inside there fishing.
Because they released all those redfish. They didn't realize the redfish were 4 inches long.
Right.
Or 3 inches long. They just heard there was 2,000 redfish there, so they went to pile in.
Yeah. They released 30 oversized fish, but really, you know...
How desperate can you get? I mean, that's...
Pretty pathetic.
Yeah, that's just desperation right there.
Yeah, Donnie and his grandkids were out. They watched the release, but they were out there the next day, and they were telling me about all the people that were fishing there. It's like, really? Jeez. So, pretty sad.
I'm actually speechless. I'm like...
Right?
WTF. What right. the fishing?
You right, know, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty goofy. So other than that, I haven't heard much there, to be honest. Just That's kind of overshadowing any other possibility of anything in there.
Good God. They actually call themselves, I'm a fishing guide charter boat captain. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
All right, PGI canals. I don't even want to talk about them. I can't even.
Snook.
I'm like, good God. All right.
Snook, jacks, juvenile tarpon are all cooperating very well in there. And topwater plugs. A lot of the PGI crowd are buying the topwaters and going in there and throwing the big stuff. They're throwing the big regular super spooks. They're buying those big skitter Vs. A couple guys have even bought some of the Williamson poppers and the Halco poppers. I mean, they're buying some like amberjack / trevally type stuff. It's pretty impressive.
For the snook or for the redfish?
For the snook and the juvenile tarpon and the jacks that are in there. Guys are coming in and buying replacement hooks for their skitter Vs because they're straightening them out.
On the jacks?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is, I mean, the biggest topwater lures you can buy. If you've got amberjack stuff, I mean, great big 6-8 inch topwaters, that's what they're getting. And the big super size stuff, they're going to the Williamson. They're not doing the super spooks or the little stuff. They're doing like
marlin fishing.
Yeah, literally like you're a marlin fishing.
Giant trevally.
Yeah.
Nice. Literally something you throw at a giant trevally.
I can't imagine a trevally could fight any harder than a yellowtail jack. I mean, they're kind of the same fish, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
It was funny on that Strike King show.
Right.
The guy hooked the jack and he's talking about, oh yeah, I really wanted a big fish. And oh man, I'm looking forward to this big old fish. It was probably a good 3-4 pound jack revel. It wasn't by any means a monster. But he was a bass fisherman. I don't think he'd ever caught a jack before. And when he finally got it up to the boat, I don't think it was as big as he thought it was going to be. Yep. You could hear in his voice, he was pretty excited about this big fish, and he was catching it and get it up next to the boat. You could just, I mean, he was pretty good with the camera. He kept the, you know, tried to keep the excitement level there. But I think he wanted to say, I thought it was bigger. Right. You know, I thought you'd be bigger.
Yep, yeah.
It was just kind of cute when you get somebody who's a freshwater fisherman and they get in their first jack revel, and literally this fish is just dragging you all over the place. It's fighting, it's tearing drag out, just doing all this. And you get it up, it's about 14 inches long, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's impossible. That no fish can pull that hard.
The big fish must have got off, and this is what what bit right after
that. Yeah, exactly. I lost the big fish I had.
He was trying to eat that one.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
All right. Alligator Creek Reef.
Been a few Spanish mackerel on it and a few sheep's head, but overall it's been pretty quiet there. It's been kind of exposed this week, so not a lot of people trying to fish on it.
You been out there, Mike?
No.
Okay.
That's too far up for me.
The deep holes in the harbor?
A couple oddball Spanish mackerel, but once again it's been too lumpy out there for anyone to really concentrate their efforts on it. Yeah, it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably could catfish fishing right there if you wanted.
Oh, yeah. That's a normal.
All right. What do we got freshwater?
Freshwater, the bass bite is still doing really good. Shiners are definitely king right now this past couple of weeks. But a handful of guys are doing well on topwaters, especially in the evening bite. And that's in most of the North Port and Port Charlotte canals.
So, my buddy Smitty, he's a police officer up in Bradenton, actually, but he lives in North Port. And he went over to, he took a day off, and he went over to the Stick Marsh. Mm-hmm. And they caught a few fish, but it wasn't what he was told it was going to be.
Right.
And he was all upset. He come back, and he went to the North Port canals, and they caught 32 bass in the North Port canals on Wednesday during... Even with the wind.
Any
and
idea what he was doing? Using
artificials?
He pretty much only throws artificials.
Yeah. One of the things the bass are really hitting on is the big monster swim baits. I've been selling a whole bunch of them lately. Whether it's the gambler, that giant, big, huge gambler, or the very biggest. Strike King, Rage Swimmer, or, you know, but huge swim baits with jig heads or worm plus. Hooks. Yeah.
Really?
At least, you know, 5 inches stuff to 10 inch, 12 inch.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they're tarpon size baits and they're really doing some nice bass with them. And it's been around Port Charlotte, Northport, all the way down through Cape Coral, over to Rotunda. Really some great reports on some of these big baits.
Nice. So,
let me see if I can get this
up. Like a shiner spawn or something going on? Or
nope.
That's why they're eating
just,
big baits?
That's just what they do sometimes, and just guys are finally discovering it here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Lake Castaic's been doing it for 20 years over there with those giant rainbow trout swim baits and stuff like that, right? For bass. So guys are just now starting to catch on to it here.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And they use these giant wild shiners all the time and never put the correlation together that you can use the giant artificials for them.
Yeah, I want a 12-inch wild shiner, but I'm still going to throw a 3-inch storm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. I got tarpon map up here. So, anything where I can do red dots where you should be able to catch fish?
To be honest with you, I mean, the pass would be the only possibility, but I haven't heard anything at all. Well, guy went through there yesterday and said he saw a few fish on the bottom finder and one fish roll, but he can't positively identify if they were tarpon or not.
I'm looking into the future, which is well 2 days away.
Okay.
So when this wind kind of calms down for this next week coming up, like I said, I'm going to be going over to like the Two Tits area and that whole corner right there, because technically that's where I normally start in April. And I'm 2 weeks ahead. I can't guarantee they're going to be there, but I'm really hoping that
so yellow 50-50 dots anywhere else, Robert?
I would say honestly the Sanibel and Cape Coral Causeway.
Okay.
I think that's a good 50-50 shot because those fish should be there. I mean, that's a normal mid-March thing.
All right.
Sanibel definitely should have some fish on it already.
So any final words of wisdom, wit, and wonderfulness?
I'm going to tell everybody to do the same thing you taught me a long time ago that still very few people pay attention to. Lewis and Clark, and be prepared for everything like a Boy Scout. The weather, water temperature, it's all changing. There's a lot of bait fish showing up in variety areas. You know, there's so many things that you can choose from. Don't just go out and pigeonhole yourself and ruin your day by thinking that you're only going to go after one particular species when there's other stuff to really truly target. You just have to be willing to fail a little bit and then go back up and experiment on something else, and it should be good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you on that one, because it's springtime basically, and I've seen mornings start out you couldn't catch a fish, and then in a 15-minute time span, you can't keep fish out of the boat, and you better be ready for them. You better be whatever it is swimming by. You better be ready for it. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
All I can say is it's continuing with unusualness, but it seems like the best fishing right now is still out around the intercoastal. The fishing up in the harbor's been good. Areas like the Mica Cutoff and east side of the harbor, the west side, there's fish all over the harbor. But if you're not finding them in the spot you always fish, just move down. I mean, you only have to go 50 feet, 100 feet to the left or to the right. See what's going to happen there, because one of the things we're seeing is the fish are there, but they're a little bit not quite where you think they are. If it's historically a very good spot, what I would do is just, and you're not catching fish, just go a little bit to the left or the right, and you're probably going to really have a good day. But if you're going to go and this is the spot you're going to fish, you may be good, you may not be. But I think it's literally more about just moving around a little bit.
I don't know about you, but I tend to not go to the left. So, just saying.
Okay. So, we have our political agenda here. And I got to agree with it. But I'm a centrist. I mean, really don't like the far right or the far left, but I like the far left a lot less than I like the far right. You know, I'm all about, you know, I shouldn't say this, but I guess I'm about money at my age. I want to have enough money to retire. I don't want to have to give it all out in taxes. I think that's probably where it ends up. It's just like with fish. I wouldn't give out all the fishing, but I do keep two spots for me.
Yep.
That I've never, ever told anybody about. But it's really the only...
Well, you can tell me. I mean, I can go check it out for you, make sure the fish are still there.
Oh, I've been there. Their fish are still there. I don't even take pictures there. We just go and fish. You know, Robert looks and goes, yeah, well, you know. But I mean, every other place outside of two, I have no problem talking about. You know.
I get it.
So, any last words, Robert?
No, just have a good weekend and enjoy yourself. And thanks for taking care of us here at the shop and supporting us, because it's been great with all the business, with all the smiling faces coming through the door.
Now, that's the number one thing. This has been the most fun place to work over the last few years. It's always been enjoyable. But gosh, everybody's in a good mood. Everybody's having so much fun, and they're just...
Even with the weather the way it was last week, everybody was just having a drizzly
day, and everybody's in. And I mean, all you hear is laughter all over the store. It's been absolutely awesome.
It has been.
I have never been more happy to have my job than I have in the last few months.
Absolutely.
Really, it's just been fun.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you guys. Say goodbye, Captain Mike.
Goodbye, Captain Mike.
Goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
You ain't going to say goodbye for me? That's okay. I can just
say
do it myself.
Say goodbye, Frank.
Say goodbye, Frank.
Bye.